Today's story involves a steer invited to eat at a country club, Clint Eastwood, and one farm kid who found himself on the set of a very famous TV show. I'll reveal how all of those parts fit together from a story 60 years old now. It's on this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. It was September 1959. M.L. McRae had a Grand Champion steer at the Missouri State Fair and had won a promotion for that animal to appear on the Rawhide TV show, a big deal at the time. The family took the train to the film set in Tucumcari, New Mexico, and the steer went by truck. But his starring role was somewhat in question.
They was going to put this steer on the set, you know, or something on the Rawhide show. And they had nobody that knew anything about livestock or anything, you know. They just had these ideas, but no practical side to it.
Some of you may know that M.L. McRae is my father. He remembers the Rawhide show well.
It was one of the shows to watch, you know. And so it was a big deal.
The town and Rawhide show put on quite an event that week.
One night they had a big dinner for us at the country club out there. And I can see it yet. They brought the steer and we had a box for him, supposedly. And he brought him around to a window. And they opened the window and he was standing outside eating grain out of his box. And everybody inside was having their dinner.
He spent a lot of time with the cast of the show.
At that time, the cast was Eric Fleming and then Rowdy Yates. But also was Clint Eastwood.
But Eastwood was a young, unknown actor at the time. The cast was very nice and enjoyed seeing the steer. He remembers one other thing about meeting those actors.
They all had to wear those clothes that they had on the Rawhide set all the time, you know. And they had to wear those because they looked like they was in costume. But they didn't like it because the old clothes, they couldn't hardly wash them or anything, and they always kind of stunk and was bad clothes and everything.
It was a memorable story that played out 60 years ago this month in northeastern New Mexico. Traveling the Countryside in Berlin, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.